Harper Audio presents Renegade Hunter by Lindsay Sands, performed by Kirby Hayborn. Copyright 2009 by Lindsay Sands. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. Nicholas came to the edge of the small copse of woods and quietly cursed. Somehow he must have missed the rogue, must have walked right past him. The thought made him turn and glance back the way he'd come, but Nicholas was sure there was no way he could have missed him. The woods lining the road were only 10 feet deep, and he'd moved through them slowly, eyes searching the trees as he'd gone. He couldn't have missed him, but it was the only thing that made sense. Nicholas retrieved the signal receiver from his pocket and glanced at the screen. The small blip that was the rogue's car was still exactly where it had been earlier. The fellow hadn't doubled back and driven away. He slipped the device back in his pocket and turned to peer at the driveway before him. There was no way the rogue had gotten in there on foot, he was sure. It was the entry to the new Enforcer House, the equivalent of a police station for vampire hunters. It had better security than a mortal prison, from what he could see. The gate blocking the driveway was 10 feet high and made of thick wrought iron. There was an equally high brick wall that disappeared into the trees on either side of it. Every foot or so along the wall, metal spikes shot up, and 3 lengths of barbed wire were threaded through them, running along the top as a deterrent to anyone trying to climb it.